When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Tonight, the presidency did not ask for more time to take decisions on our demands. That is a fresh position of organized labor as the unions unite in decision to proceed on nationwide industrial action on October 10 if government does not declare state of emergency on mining activities in 3 days.
That the government will collaborate with
the government meeting with organized labor's response. We have concluded as follows. Our strike remain unchanged.
But tonight, cracks begin to emerge in the front of organized labor as decision by its leaders to strike over government's inaction on Galamse faces fierce resistance from some members.
That they should come back to the locals. They should come back to the grassroots to come and discuss with us for all of us also to accept or to bring our views.
Details including government's official position from President Akufo-Addo's meeting with leadership of labor on Thursday.
That the government will collaborate with organized labor and the stakeholders in the fight against Galamsey. Number two, the government will take steps when parliament reconvenes this month to revoke the mining and forest reserve regulation.
We'll cover all the angles for you, plus take you around the university campuses to take the voting of the various chapters of the University Teachers Association of Ghana, because we understand they are voting to either agree or disagree to join organized labor in this intended strike action. Tonight's organized labor maintains its intention to strike against government's failure to deal with the Galamsey menace, as it says actions by the government does not meet its demand. They remain firm to proceed with a nationwide strike on Thursday unless their demands are met. The Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress, Joshua Ansah, is also tonight refuting claims that President Akufo-Addo had asked for more time to take a decision on the demands of organized labor. Leadership of labor went into a meeting at the invitation of President to deliberate over their demands after the declaration of a nationwide strike. First, listen to Deputy General Secretary of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Kenneth Kumsen, on what transpired in that particular meeting with President Akufo-Addo.
So, surprisingly, I was expecting the President, as usual, to speak authoritatively and make, you know, but to be honest with you, the President actually pleaded with organized labour that strike at this time, for him, he believes, will not augur well for this country. That, for us, is not the issue. Our issue is that the water bodies will be destroyed means a lot to all Ghanaians. So whether the strike will come on or not, it depends on the reaction and the responses of government.
But today, Secretary General of TUC, Joshua Ansah, is refuting that claim as he says the president did not call for more time when they met him.
The president has not said anything. We had a discussion. We said by the 10th of October, if nothing has been done, there will be a nationwide strike. The president discussed the issues with us, our demands with us, and what he's able to do is what he's told us. And it's written vividly on this paper. That is all.
So is it proceed with action?
If nothing happens. Yes.
So my colleague James Aveji has been at the TUC offices all day covering a special news conference called at the instance of organized labor to declare or inform their members about the outcome of the meeting with the president. And then, of course, decide whether or not they are proceeding with that the intention to declare strike. Man, James joins me in studio with all that transpired at this meeting. James, let's look at the meeting today and what really was discussed.
Well, Brace, so this meeting was attended by almost every labor union in the country. You have you have the teacher unions, NAGRAT, NAT. I've seen Mr. Kabunu as well as Thomas Musa there. I saw TEWU representatives as well as UTAC representatives, even though the president himself wasn't there. His representatives were there. Professor Jampo of the UTAC, University of Ghana, Legon chapter, was also there. If you remember, on Thursday, one of the key issues that came out was government official response to the position of organized labor, which they told us that the president or government information is that they would give them an official position of government after that matter. And thankfully, at that meeting, that official position communication from government has come to the TUC, for which reason they converge there to essentially transmit the message of government to the other leaders who were not part of the meeting with the president on Thursday. This is the Secretary General of TUC, Joshua Ansah, on what was contained in that official response from government.
It's very important to actually let you know the outcome, the detailed outcome that came out from our meeting.
Right.
Yeah, so that we have a balanced report. Good. I think that when we met the president on the 3rd, we deliberated on the issues, our demands of which you all are aware. That what we came up with is this, that the government will collaborate with organized labor and the stakeholders in the fight against Galamsey. Number two, the government will take steps when Parliament reconvenes this month to revoke the Mining and Forest Reserve Regulation 2023 LI 2462. Again, government would ramp up its enforcement measures, particularly which relates to, how do you call it, prohibiting the mining in water bodies and forest areas. For the Attorney General will collaborate with the Chief Justice to set up courts dedicated to deal with prosecutions of illegal mining. Then the Attorney General will again collaborate with the Chief Justice to ensure swift adjudication of illegal mining. Then government supports the call for all presidential candidates to sign a pact committing to the fight against illegal mining. And the last paragraph says that government reiterates its commitment to the fight against illegal mining and calls on all stakeholders to join the fight.
Now, Mr. Ansah, president requested for more time.
President has never requested for any time.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear the president saying that, I don't know where that statement is coming from.
Right.
President had the discussions with us, and this is the outcome. He did not request for even a day. He only discussed the issue with us and directed that this demands, or this, how do you call it, what these steps that the government is going to be taking should be written to us. That has been done correctly.
So now we're getting to know exactly what the president told the leadership of organized labor when they had that particular meeting. But in the face of all of these, Are we having a shutdown come this Thursday? What's really the conclusion that organized labor reached?
Well, Brace, even before that, it's worthy to know that from the 5 pointers that Joshua Nsah read about, which talks about what the president has communicated to them, you would realize that, I mean, the fact that the attorney general would have to collaborate with the CJ to set up a court for fast-track prosecution, that we know already exists. The other bit about the revocation of LI-2462 when Parliament reconvenes, that we know also already exists. And so, I mean, the only new thing you would see in there is about the fact that government is now indicating that they would collaborate with organized labor. Earlier, organized labor also told us that they will be developing a pact for all the political parties to sign, which will be binding on them when they get the power to come into
and
office.
And government indicating that it is ready to support such an action.
And so those are the new things he has indicated. On the bit about whether a strike is happening, Brace, on Thursday, we have a strike on our hand if nothing happened between today, Monday, and Thursday, especially with the issue about emergency, state of emergency declaration on all illegal mining activities.
The government meeting with organized labor's response, we have concluded as follows. Our strike remains unchanged. I want to repeat, the strike notice remains unchanged. We have the view that what the government has proposed to do does not adequately address our demands. And therefore, our notice, our strike notice remains unchanged. Thank you.
Well, but it appears that we have some division on our hands because there's some deepening divisions within the labor front. Some concerned members of organized labor in the Ashanti region reject calls for an industrial action against illegal mining despite leadership's decision to continue with a strike after 8 emergency meeting this afternoon. Now, they want leadership of organized labor to reconsider the particular decision they've taken that there should be a strike action come Thursday. Dr. Solomon Foucault is a member of the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAG, in the Ashanti region. Listen.
What I know, from my point of view, my members have not been consulted. I am a member and I'm not aware about whatever is going on. You can ask all the members on campus. You can go to campuses and ask if they were consulted. Our views have not been taken. It's just on few top there. And they don't know what they have been taking. Or they know they can't take decision for some of us. They have to come down. We are in academia. We are teaching. Well, we are lecturing. And you just get up there and take a decision that you alone, you are declaring a strike. You declare a strike for what? You can declare a strike, but come back to us. Let us know why you should go on strike. If my child, my son, my daughter, if you're the engineer, asks me, Daddy, why are you not going to work? I say, my boy. Is it normal? You don't use wrong to correct wrong.
But long before today, the organized labor have made or has made their appeal on the media. They have talked about this issue. Why now? Why are you coming out now?
But they should talk to me through the media. We have the channels that they're supposed to use. So he who seeks equity must always come with clean hands. If they are saying the government is not doing certain things well, and they are doing wrong things, are you sure it's the right way to go? They should come back. They should come back and let us all understand what they want to do.
You are binded by a constitution. Does that not mandate organized labor to take such an emergency, step?
You are calling emergency. You are calling this emergency.
That is what they call it.
I said they are calling this emergency. So it was just yesterday the water bodies started showing that color. They are calling emergency. Just yesterday, that foreign bodies moved from somewhere and came there and then destroyed the forest. It's just yesterday. They are calling emergency. It's a shame.
If they call it, if the numbers, they are uncountable. You can go on the campuses and then talk to most of them. We are uncountable. We are uncountable.
And Top Story is always brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, let's bring in Angel Kagbonu, who is president of NAGRAT. He was at the meeting today. I'm grateful to you, Mr. Kagbonu, for joining us here. Now, you were at this particular meeting. Do you feel that there was total consensus on this particular decision to declare strike?
Well, I just heard you play someone saying that when the daughter comes to him to find out why he's on strike, he will not be able to explain to the daughter why he is on strike. That is a very sad thing to hear from an academic, where your grandmother and your grandfathers are drinking muddy waters, where the fishes are dying in your water, where water, the environment is so destroyed that your cocoa output is falling, where the water that gets into the sea at the mouth is brown, where farmers are not able to cultivate their land because of mining activities. And you say you cannot explain to your daughter why you are on strike. Sometimes it begs the issue.
He's talking about consensus building, that he was not consulted.
Who said,
his membership were not consulted. That's why he's taking that decision.
Well, you see, let those who have heard about the hurricane refuse to move from lower grounds, and they'll be swept by the whirlwind when the time comes. The strike, and we have indicated to government that at today's meeting, which was a hotly discussed meeting, in fact, the meeting, the ground was very hot, people brought their views. The consensus that was built was, we put certain issues before government. And we do know that a committed government can respond to those issues positively. If you can introduce a tax handle through a certificate of agency, the situation that confronts us today is more dangerous than taxes. So you don't have to wait for parliament to convene. You can also recall parliament through under the certificate of agency for parliament to see to revoke that law that allows mining activities in the forest region. Also, if government is very committed, the machines and the chamfines that are on the river and water bodies can be moved out of the water bodies through the use of the military and the police, mobilizing local authority and youth within the communities, so that at least our water will be a little bit less polluted for consumption. If government is minded, government is capable of imposing a state of emergency in mining areas so as to allow a cooling off period for all of us to sit down and find what ways we can reintroduce into our system so as not to pollute and denigrate our environment. These are issues that governments, these are sweeping decisions that any government can introduce. We have today's Monday. We have today up to Thursday. If government is committed, government can avert this industrial action. But if government is not committed, then we don't have to have any sympathy for government.
But in one of the responses that government gave to organized labor, it says government will ramp up its enforcement to prohibit mining in forest and water bodies. Isn't that what we're looking at?
Let us see the order being issued immediately. Let us see the nature of the ramping up. let us see the mobilization of the forces in this country onto the areas that is in focus. And let's see the serious commitment of government.
So until that is done, you still stick to your intention?
Oh, yes. Like was read by the Secretary General of the CEC, that these are the issues, and we know they are doable. And a committed government should take steps to do them. But you see, let me say one thing. This is an action in civil disobedience. This is not the normal strike where I am in contestation with my employer. This is an action in civil disobedience in such a manner that we express our revulsion to the degradation and the destruction of our environment by a few self-seeking individuals. We don't expect everybody to join the fray, because there are people who are benefiting directly from these activities. But for we those who are minded to be concerned, I can assure you, we are in the far in the majority.
Mm.
And those are the people we shall galvanize from Thursday.
Angel, do stay with me. Let me bring in Professor Eric KK Abavari. He is the UTAC president for KNUSC. Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining. We understand that UTAC, for the chapters in various universities, are supposed to be voting to either endorse this particular intention to go on a strike or not. What is the situation on KNUSC campus?
KNUSC is very calm, and I've been meeting carefully with my seniors over the Kobono. And that of the Ghana man, Dr. Elo, who said that I'll comment on them later. But KNUSC is calm. Tomorrow we'll have an emergency meeting with our members, and we will let them know why we are going to embark on the action. And I'm very confident they will give me their mandate, and then we'll go ahead to support the strike action coming Thursday.
So your vote will come off tomorrow?
No. The emergency meeting with the constituents.
And then, will you take that decision at the emergency meeting? Won't there be any voting?
No. We communicated to the members. We got to explain to them why NEC are taking that decision. And then they will endorse or otherwise. And that will come through the voting the next day, which will be the Wednesday.
Okay, so your voting will come on Wednesday, not tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be a business meeting with our members.
But do you pick the general sense that there will be that confirmation for you to join the strike action?
No, the university is on recess, and so it's kind of really difficult to, we're not seeing our members. Most of the things we are doing on in a virtual space. So, but I can tell you, yes, majority of members are in favor. And we're going to do that. But I'm surprised by the other colleague, the other end, saying that he's not aware about the event going on. I'm just disappointed. But I'm also not surprised, because I don't expect everyone in KNUSC to accept the call. So I see those groups as those who don't really care. But let me say something to buttress that of Kobono.
So your point is that you are disappointed in Dr. Solomon Foucault, who is a member of UTAC?
Completely. Because this is national crisis. And in national crisis, you don't need necessarily have to consult, because the people themselves are in the know. Are you saying that it's members that they don't see events going on in this country, or they don't hear? Anyway, Ghana is a free country, so I just don't really bother much about his view, because he said that was his view. But remember, the coercive force of the state is in the hands of the government or the president. Let me repeat this again. The president, if you recall, during the COVID era, the president didn't go to parliament on the state of emergency, what do you call it? The state of emergency. he just woke up in the evening and said, shut down. And the whole country was shut down. If you recall that event, before going to parliament, because he saw the need that the country was in crisis, and therefore called total shutdown. I've been saying this, let me repeat again. You see, the government has all the solutions in its hands. The government knows all the problems. He also knows the answers. What he doesn't know is he doesn't want to do. All that the president will have to do is to say, I do not want to see any earth-moving device on my road. I don't want to see any champagne on any river. And I don't want to see any group of people entering into the reserve forest. Just away.
Okay. Okay.
Just away. So for me, like I keep saying, that the president must resign and resign with his head held high. He must resign.
You want?
And not only him, some people are there who also have power, if not the same as the president, but at least they also command power. Is the Speaker of Parliament saying that if something's happening right now, you're not coming? We saw him when he was fighting against LGBT.
Okay.
He has lost his voice.
Okay, so you want the president to resign. I'm grateful to you for joining us, Professor Bavari. He is UTAC president, KNUST. Let me go to UMAT and find out whether they have also concluded their voting. Hello, Dr. Eric Nebo Kla, I'm grateful to you for joining. Have you voted?
Not yet. Our voting will come off, God willing, tomorrow.
But do you pick the sense that your members will back you on this call?
Yes, so I think Prof. Bavari have said it all. In an academia, nowadays you don't expect all the views to go in one direction. But from the information we are picking from the ground, I know a lot of people are against the destruction of our water bodies and also the forest reserves.
Okay, I'm grateful to you, Doc, for joining us. Let me pick a thought of Dr. Ken Ashibe, who is convener for Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining. Doc, grateful for joining. You hear today, the organized labor say that they are committed to going on strike on Thursday.
Well, the point is that nothing really has changed. There's been no action from the presidency. And then as the Media Coalition, the labor unions, the Ghana Coalition, as everybody has said, you see, when you are people who are dying, you don't even need your children. You don't need have to say anything to your children. All you have to show to them are the corpses who have died, people who have died in the pit. The lecturer from KNUST, let me remind him that one of his students went, who has just completed school, has his thesis to come and respond to. If that boy was his son, would he be sitting there and saying he doesn't know what it is that is happening? You know, so we are in a state of complete a crisis that is of genocidal and ecocidal, proportions. We have people who are dying in the pit. There are renal diseases are on the high. There are, a lot of spontaneous abortions that are happening. And so the situation we're dealing with is not one of those things that we play with. And okay. This is not one of the crises that we are going to allow any party to take advantage of.
Okay.
Everybody needs to coalesce around the fact that we are dying people and we need to stop the death that is happening. That's what it is.
Okay.
And so I completely, as the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey, we are completely in support of what Labour has said. But the president has the power to be able to deal with the situation.
Right. Grateful to you for joining to the University of Cape Coast now, where Dr. Jerry Opokwansa is joining. Doc, have you finished voting? What are your results saying?
Yes, we'll finish voting as ended at the University of Cape Coast, and over 78% of the members, close to 78%, said yes. And the remaining said no.
Okay. Thank you for this information you've given us. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telus and Collecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Up next is Newsnight.